The issue of staff shortages in mental health services has resulted in the announcement of industrial action being taken by nurses next month. The Psychiatric Nurses Association said it has voted overwhelmingly in favour of this move to highlight what they say is an impossible position that they're in to carry out their work. They say their industrial action is not about pay, but patient care. And the union has given the HSE 3 weeks' notice. To tell us more, Michael Hayes, the Deputy General Secretary of the Psychiatric Nurses Association joins me now. Good morning, Michael. How long has this been considered by your members and what type of industrial action will you be considering taking?
Well, first of all, good morning and thank you for having me. We've been considering this, I suppose, for some time. We were hoping that we'd be in a situation where the embargo wouldn't have gone on as long as it has. But I suppose from our point of view, mental health services have been in a very, very difficult situation for many years. We were in a very, very bad situation before the embargo took place. And this recruitment freeze now has really placed mental health services in jeopardy.
Just in terms of the unfilled vacancies that you say, the shortfall that you're experiencing, how is it affecting day-to-day nurses' work and then also the patient care across mental health services?
Well, I suppose there's two things in that. Our members are going in, starting work now this morning, and many of them in acute centres to do a 12-hour shift. They are going into wards this morning that are understaffed, that have gaps in governance, where nurse management on the ward are simply not there because the positions aren't filled. Mr. John Farley from the Mental Health Commission was on your show yesterday morning and discussed the concerns that they have in relation to the depletion of frontline services, the depletion of staff, care planning problems, not just in adult mental health services, but also in adolescent mental health services that Mental Health Commission do not govern. But those concerns are very, very much, ringing in our ears, because the concerns that were raised by the Mental Health Commission yesterday is in relation to a period before the embargo took place. Yep. So we're very concerned that the embargo has really caused a detrimental effect on mental health services over the last 6 to 8 months.
The HSE did say in a statement that despite that recruitment pause you're focused on there, the derogations have been made in relation to certain essential services and that the number of psychiatric nurses employed by the HSE increased in the first 3 months since the hiring freeze. Would you acknowledge that that has happened, and how much engagement have you actually had with the HSE also?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't acknowledge that that has happened. I hate to say that I don't believe that that's true, but I don't believe that that's true. We've been told there's been 168 derogations given. We have been doing a census to try and, ratify or, see where those derogations have gone in the service. We have had derogations in camp services, but nothing near the number that the HSE have said that they've given on the national level. And there certainly would appear to be a difference between what derogations are given nationally and what derogations are actually happening at a local level.
The HSE also, the HSE also said it's committed to offering all graduate psychiatric nurses a position in the health service. But would you say the reliance is too much, since we do know that generally many nurses choose to go abroad for better pay and working conditions?
Yeah, and look, obviously we would welcome all graduates being taken on and employed within the service. But to be honest, that is the very least the HSE can do. We're in a situation where if we were to recruit and maintain every graduate in the service for the next 5 years, we would stand still. We have 725 plus vacancies within the service at the moment. If we were to maintain all our students, we would still not keep up with the retirements and resignations within the service. And that is not taking into consideration the developments needed within the service in that length of time. So we'd be very concerned that we need to have serious conversations. We need to increase numbers of nurses coming into the country. We need to get nurses back into the HSE. And we need to recruit more nurses in mental health. If not, mental health services is going to collapse. And we believe currently we are starting to see the collapse of mental health services.
OK, well, Michael Hayes, Deputy General Secretary of the Psychiatric Nurses Association, thank you for speaking to us.